Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be the best year ever for you. I want this to be the best year ever for me. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her awesome daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and loyal listeners worldwide. Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner with tips galore. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be a terrific teacher. Great authors like Ted Ciuba and Bernie Siegel, awesome leaders that soar like an eagle, Beverly Nadler with Hands to Your Health, home business opportunities to increase your wealth, fun impersonations and improvisations, add to the show's Transfundmation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is open, or else you can call. Your comments are welcome. We appreciate them all.
Want to change your life? Change your approach. Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach.
And I'd be happy to have that conversation with you. I love being a life coach via a worldwide platform, via or working one-on-one or working with your business. I love coaching. I love hosting. And I love having guests like Beverly Nadler on our show. Speaking of which, here she is, my favorite health guru, one of my best friends, Beverly Nadler. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce, and one of my favorite days, and definitely my favorite show, occurs on Thursdays when I have the pleasure and the honor of working with you and doing the show and presenting things to people that can hopefully, literally change their lives. So thank you for having me on every week. I truly appreciate it and look forward to it, and especially today's show. I'm so grateful that you agreed with me that this is an extremely important subject and that the information we're going to share today is going to be very, very helpful to your worldwide audience.
And the what she's referencing is the importance of spiritual laws of polarity and rhythm. Do you realize that our lives are governed by universal laws, which are spiritual laws? These laws that can cause the most frustration and challenges are the laws of polarity and rhythm. Beverly Nadler will explain how these laws impact our lives and what power, if any, you have over them. Again, welcome to the show, and I am looking forward to this wonderful topic.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, Joyce, a few weeks ago we did a very, I'd say, very impactful show, and it was about inner peace, and that's what we're all looking for. You know, things go on in the outside world that we can't change, but inner peace is something that we do have control over. And that show is based on three premises. One was the oneness premises, the unity of all that exists. Second, there was the fact that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and they actually live. We actually live in a physical, material, third-dimensional world, and simultaneously in the non-physical, spiritual world. And the third premise is that we suffer and struggle and can't have peace of mind because we reject half of creation. That half is the half we don't like. It's the part that contains the problems and the challenges and difficulties and traumas, and including natural disasters, all of the things that we wish did not exist and that are part of the laws we're talking about today. So this show is based on this third premise, but I do want to urge you, after you listen to this show, to go back as soon as possible and listen to the show that we did on August 1st, in which we talked about the three premises, and that was called Find Peace in Spite of Everything, and it was on August 1st.
Yeah, you'll find that in our archives for your listening pleasure, 24/7. When you were talking about physical worlds and material worlds, it brings to mind Madonna's hit song, "We Are Living in a Material World." So you're going to expand on that and explain the different worlds. But that was a great song, "We Are Living in a Material World," because we are living in a world that includes so much more than the material.
Right. The other world is actually the world that philosophers and teachers speak about when they say everything is perfect, everything is wonderful. They're not talking about this physical world, because if we look outside or we listen to the news or we even experience what's going on in our own lives, we know that's not true. It is true in the world, the non-physical world. And that is a world of consciousness. But mostly what we're going to talk about is how we can deal with, how we can live with the laws that are part of this material world, even though these are spiritual laws. They are operating full-time in this physical universe. So we're going to talk about, particularly, as we said, the law of polarity and rhythm. These are immutable laws. They're unavoidable. And understanding how they operate in our lives is not going to put an end to the difficulties and the problems and the challenges that we don't like. That's not going to happen. What does happen, however, if you take this to heart, if you understand it, if you even do further research, perhaps, about these laws, you will find that your ability to deal with them, to handle them, is going to be much different, and there'll be far less frustration and a lot more peace of mind, because you will accept the other half of creation that most of us try to ignore, and we can't. We can't reject it. Everything in nature comes with its opposites, and I'm going to tell you a lot of these opposites, just mention what they are, so your mind can begin to think, yes, I see, there is polarity, there is opposite, there is duality in everything.
Yes, there's opposite to everything, and a lot of times we're in tune with the opposite, sometimes we're not. This show is about having it all work for you, and it's about going with the flow, riding the horse in the direction it's going. So whether it's where you want it to be or the opposite, listen up, take notes, and again, the more you follow the laws, the more life will work for you.
Well said. In fact, it sounds very much like a quote that I had from someone quite well known. His name is Michael Beckwith, American New Thought minister, author, founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center. And he says, there are laws of the universe, and if you practice them, they will respond to you. He doesn't say ignore them. He doesn't say reject them. he says, if you respond to them. Just what Joyce was telling, go with the flow. But you need information, which is why we are now doing this show. So let me just share with you the many of, and certainly not by any stretch of the imagination, all of the opposites. But this will get your mind to begin to think in that direction. First being what we call positive and negative. We think of it as good and bad. And there is a good and bad in our own lives. But positive and negative has nothing to do with that. It's the two polarities. In fact, male is considered positive. Female is considered negative. Nothing to do with good and bad, except for the fact that there are some males who we would consider good, others bad, and the same with females. But let's move on. We even see male and female, positive and negative, in electric plugs and outlets. You know, you got the female plug, and you've got the male plug. And then we've got all of these other opposites, big and little, smooth and rough, high and low, relaxation and tension, light and dark, up and down, health and disease, comedy, tragedy, laughter, tears, sunshine, rain, plenty, scarcity, right, left, hard, soft, true, false, high, low, up, down, health, disease, wealth, poverty, pleasure, pain, long, short, beginning, end, birth, death. None of these are in any special, order. They're simply reminding you that everything comes with its opposite. And in our bodies, we have metabolism. It keeps us alive. We have anabolism, which is new cells being created, and catabolism, old cells being broken down and discarded. Both are essential if we are to actually have a live body. And, of course, we have happiness and sadness and all of the other emotions, faith and fear, love and hate, anger and patience, hope and worry, kindness, selfishness, and so much more. But that is just to give you an idea of the fact that everything is and comes with its opposite.
Yes, and that was a very good list in that it opens up your mind to kind of like what's out there and not to think of it as a good one or a bad one. It's just what is the opposite, up, down, and so on and so forth. So it's a way of looking at it that neither of those are bad things. It just is what is.
Thank you. Thank you for reinforcing what I've just said. I really appreciate that. Now, you may be familiar with the yin-yang symbol, and the white part is positive. It is considered masculine. It is it is aggressive, and it contains within it a minus sign. A minus sign meaning a negative, meaning that within the positive, you will always find the other side. The black is negative, and it has a plus sign in it, meaning that in the negative, you will always find the positive, and that is considered the feminine, more passive aspect of life. And so we will always find that nothing is completely as it appears. And again, I want to point out, just as Joyce did again, positive does not mean good, negative does not mean bad, except as we see it. Certainly, as human beings, we're going to look at this life and say, war is bad. We don't want war, and I certainly am in agreement with that. But I do want to point out something that is quite interesting. War is positive. It is male. It is aggressive. And as much as we think of it as negative, we don't think of it as a good thing. But how about the fact that it has existed since the beginning, maybe of time, I'm going to say, of humans? But no, we've had the same aggression, the same thing before humans were even on the earth with animals. So there's always going to be wars. though we will do our best, hopefully, as an evolved nation, to avoid them as best we can. But I do want to point out that there are millions upon millions of people who are employed, who have a life, who have a career, who have something meaningful for them because of war. The preparations for war, in the military, in business, the many people and companies that manufacture the weapons and the tanks and the tools and the planes and the submarines and all of the things that have to do with war, all of the people that are working the computers to see what's going on in the world to prevent war, millions upon millions of people. So do I like war? No, but it exists. And the law of polarity tells us that this is part of the 3D world, whether it's huge wars or just little wars that are going on all the time somewhere in this huge world that we live in.
Yes, and there is a very popular saying, the purpose of war is peace. So when you talk about all these things, the purpose of war is peace, that we have used war over the centuries to have the peace, to fight for what we believe. So I just want to acknowledge that to bring it all together.
Very, very true. You can see how the opposites operate in what you just said. I consider tobacco to be bad. I mean, we know how many people go die every year because they continue to smoke. And now they're finding out that the e-cigarettes that people thought was safe, the vaping, is just as dangerous, and it's causing severe lung infections. So there's a negative to that also. But also, in regard to tobacco, that's a huge, huge industry. Millions of people are employed by the tobacco industry. So do I like it? Not particularly. But I don't look at it and say it can't be here and it shouldn't be here. Not anymore. At one time, I looked at all the things I don't like and said, why are they here? With all of my, shall we say, studies and knowledge and spiritual training and so on, I recognize this is part of the world. I didn't create it, but I have a choice, and we'll talk about choice a little later. I consider illness to be bad. But again, millions of people are employed, have careers, are passionate about, have professions because people get sick and they are there for the purpose of helping people get well. When we talk about doctors, nurses, alternative health practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, energy healings, and then we have, of course, the manufacturers of products, of the drugs, of the supplements, and the different companies that sell them, and the retail outlets, and so on. Illness and health will always exist simultaneously. That doesn't mean that we say, oh, gee, I welcome and I love disease. No, if you've got an illness, figure out what can I do to counteract this? What is going to give me the opposite? Because it exists. That's what's so wonderful, is that in this awesome world of diversity, we do have choice. Even though there are things we don't like and don't want and don't wish they didn't exist, we can choose to avoid many of them. And those that we can't avoid, we can decide how to best handle them.
Yes, and it takes conscious thought when you make a decision. Also, as I've learned in these trying times in this divisive world we're living in, the other side has to be open to hearing what you say. What I've discovered with the divisiveness that's going on, the other side are at such extremes that they don't even want to hear it, know about it, discuss it. They just have their heels dug in. So it's really hard to come to an understanding when nobody on either side wants to hear what you have to say because they're so dug in to their position. And when that happens, it's not a very good thing for anybody.
Well, the fact is that has to do with programming, conditioning. belief systems, and everybody has them. That's why we have Republicans and Democrats, and we have people that are for gun control and people that are against it. We have opposites in all of our beliefs, and the fact is we need to stand firm with our beliefs, and our conditioning, or change our conditioning if it causes us too much pain, because there are some things that we can't control, and we basically can't control the other side, and I know exactly what you're talking about, but we do the best we can to live in our own world of peace, to fight for, I shouldn't use the word fight, but let's say to do what we can to make the changes, because there are, again, people on both sides of everything. Of course, there are natural disasters that we have to deal with, like hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. They occur, and it's up to us to prepare for them as best we can, not be in their path when it's possible if we know in advance, or have our town or our homes protected as much as possible, because these things occur, and they are always going to occur. I think that one of the worst myths presented to the public is that somehow if you take this course or this seminar or read that book or you follow this practice or use these tools, you're going to avoid having problems that occur in the 3D world. And that's simply not true. It is a matter of learning, getting enough knowledge, understanding, realization of how the 3D world works, and then doing your best to, as Joyce said before, be in the flow with them.
Well, we're all familiar with the saying, opposites attract. We all grew up with that when we think about relationship. In this divisive world, we're learning big time how opposites repel as well. So there again, you have your opposite just in what that means, opposites attract versus opposites repel. It isn't one or the other. Both are true. That's the point I want to make. Both are true.
And that's a very good point. As a matter of fact, I have a quote from Ram Dass, and he said one of the most difficult things for us to accept is that two opposites can simultaneously both be true. Isn't that something? And you just quoted him without knowing
that.
And Ram Dass is a spiritual teacher, the author of one of the first books that really got into spiritual things. His book was called Be Here Now. And his particular words were, across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. So thank you for that, Joyce.
Yeah, I'm not a philosopher from ancient times, but I figured that one out by myself. That both are true. Even in relationship, the opposite of who we are may attract us, because we can learn in our relationship from that. The other side, repel, is when it's something that makes us so distasteful to that we want to revolt against it. So both are absolutely true. And at the same time,
you know, Ram Dass also said something quite interesting. He said, everything in your life is there as a vehicle for your transformation. Use it. In other words, when the negative comes, use it. What does it mean? How can things be different? What can I do? What can I find? Mike Dooley, another philosopher, said there are no tough times, hard knocks, or challenges that aren't laden with emeralds, rubies, and diamonds for those who see through them. And
yes.
From the ancient philosophy, Hermetic philosophy, everything is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled, and that comes from Hermes, the great philosopher of ancient Egypt and Greece. So continue with the things that, and when we use these quotes, it's as a reminder that people who we respect, people who are looked upon as icons, and have great knowledge and had great knowledge, have said them before us. It's not just something that Joyce and Beverly decided was a good show. It's there's a lot of information out there. Remember I mentioned the August 1st show, which I said we live in two worlds. Physically, we live in a dimension ruled by the opposites and the law of rhythm, which I will get to. But in consciousness, we can recognize that what we call bad may not be so bad, what we call good may not be so good, and it's especially important to understand how this applies to relationships, which you were mentioning before, Joyce, especially romantic relationships. You know, at first, we're blinded to the, I'm going to say flaws, meaning there's something you don't like in the other person, because everybody has both sides. There's no such thing as a person that is perfect. It may be perfect in your mind until you get closer to it and realize, well, they're not exactly perfect in your mind, my mind, you know. And so you think of the person at first is perfect and you're in this blissful state. And then one day you discover, he or she isn't exactly that perfect person I thought. And maybe you're disappointed or disheartened, and maybe you think you can actually change the person. Let me tell you, trying to change somebody else is extremely difficult. It's even more difficult than trying to change yourself, which is something we often have to do. But unless another person wants to make changes, forget it. What you've got to look at in relationships are these things that I don't like, the duality that I don't like. Can I accept it? Can I live with it? Can I be happy with this person in spite of this? And if the answer is no, I'm going to tell you, you need to look for someone else. Because if you're not going to be able to get along with someone who has flaws, don't expect anybody to get along with you, because you also have flaws. This is a
I
fact.
I just want to say that the best advice I ever got on relationship was at the time my then boyfriend, when we were out with his dad one night, he said, I never forgot these words. It really impacted me. He said, it's very obvious you're in love with my son, so here's what I want to suggest. He said, make a list of everything you love about him. Then make a list of everything you don't like about him or annoys you about him. And then take the list of everything you love about him. Rip it up. Throw it away. You don't need it because those are the reasons you're with him. Really look at the list of what you don't like, and if you can live with that, you have the basis for a relationship.
Well, that is beautiful. You have you've given the perfect example, because it actually happened to you. That person that was the father of your ex-boyfriend, I believe, was brilliant, because that's something that very, very few people do. They keep thinking, I'll change that. You know, he'll change or she'll change, and it's not going to happen. Can you live with it? That's beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Joyce.
Yeah, that really impacted me. I never forgot that. It was so powerful. And you know what else is powerful? Why you should be listening to this show every day and hear in the wise words of health guru Beverly Nadler are the reasons you should be.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do invite you to participate in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and Friends, and spelled out, and friends.com. And then in the upper left of the homepage, it's my picture right under that. It says follow. A simple click, and you'll be apprised of all our shows. Simply do that. You'll get an email about our shows. You'll know when they are. You won't miss people like Peter Marks, world-renowned psychic, who'll be on our show Monday to answer your questions and address your concerns and free on-air mini readings. We have astrologers, best-selling authors like Tetsi Uber, Dr. Bernie Siegel. So you want to go to follow on the homepage, follow us, and you will really have the opportunity to hear extraordinary shows on all kinds of topics around the world, whatever your timeline is, because it is available 24/7. Also, you might want to friend me, yours truly, Joyce Barry, on Facebook and Twitter, because I post the shows there as well. And that's B-A-R-R-I-E. So do become my friends. By virtue of you becoming a loyal listener, you already are my friend, so let me become yours.
Well said. Thank you. I want to tell you some of the changes that take place due to crisis in people's lives. But first, a few more quotes. And one of them that I love, and I have to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me, is life isn't fair, but it's not fair for anyone. Therefore, it is fair. You get that? Everybody's got crisis. Everybody's got problems. And Theodore Isaac Rubin said, the problem is not that there are problems. The problem is expecting otherwise and thinking that having problems is a problem. Problems are there for us to solve. In every crisis, there is a message. Crisis is nature's way of forcing change, breaking down old structures, shaking loose undesired habits so that something new and better can take its place. That's Susan L. Taylor. And Dolly Parton said, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. Horace, an ancient philosopher, adversity has the effect of eliciting talents, which is in prosperous circumstances, would have lain dormant. And I want to end this section of quotes with one by the late and wonderful Joan Rivers. And hers is literally bittersweet and really good. It was something she wrote to her daughter, and she said, Melissa, into every life, darkness must fall. None of us is spared from pain and suffering, but your blessings far outweigh your difficulties. You have a roof over your head, food on your table, a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy child. But far more important than all of that, you have fabulous shoes. It was Joan Rivers, after all, and she had to add something humorous to it. But you get the point. She recognized that everything, you know, comedy and tragedy both exist in our lives.
And they exist simultaneously. Not one or the other. I have my own philosophy about that. I think of life as a Ferris wheel. And when you're at the very top and you're thinking how everything is going so well, so fabulous, if only I could stay here. But lo and behold, the wheel starts moving. Same thing when you're at the bottom rung and you're way down there and you're in despair and you're getting depressed. And you're thinking how horrible it is. All you have to do is remind yourself, I'm on a Ferris wheel. My life is a Ferris wheel. It will start moving up. So I often think of life that way, knowing that wherever you are, you're not going to stay there. It just doesn't happen. You are going to keep moving. So the point is, when you're on the top, keep doing as much as you can to take advantage of that karma and that energy. And then when you're at the very bottom, console yourself and know what you need to do. Get support so your wheel will start moving upwards.
You gave a very good description of the law that I will shortly be talking about, which is the law of rhythm. I use it as a pendulum, or a pendulum moving back and forth, a triangle where the top, when you're at the top, when you're high, when you're emotionally high, spiritually high, there is very little movement if you think about a pendulum swinging and you look at the top of the triangle. So what you said is very much, different words, you use a Ferris wheel, but very much in accordance with the law of rhythm, which I will be talking very shortly about after I talk about some of these changes that have taken place due to the what we call crises that have happened in people's lives. Steve Jobs, remember him? Founded Apple. Did you know he was thrown out of his own company? Yes, he was later reinstated. But imagine that negative, and in this term I'm going to negatives, undesired thing that happened to him in the course of his life. Steve Harvey, a comedian and talk show host, very popular, very, very, very wealthy. Did you know that there was a time when he was so poor that he slept in his car? Walt Disney. No one wanted to fund his company. No bank wanted to finance it. I mean, he had this silly cartoon character, Mickey Mouse, and look at what Disney, the Disney World and Disney International and the Disney Park, the Disney movies, all because somebody really believed in his cartoon character. But he went through a lot of pain, a lot of disappointments, a lot of frustration to get what he wanted. And many of us do, and for some people it's too much, but he didn't give up. You know, something that I heard on a show is actually a spiritual show that kind of blew me away. It was talking about the law of polarity. It was talking about the fact that we reject one half of creation. And the person who was speaking said, you know, the tsunami a few years ago killed hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, that's a true tragedy. And then he said, but to the people who had to rebuild that area, the many, many companies and individuals, it was probably the best stroke of luck they had in 5 years. So we look at it that way, and we say, no, no, I don't want to accept that. But the fact is, out of that tragedy, something happened for others that was quite amazing and wonderful for them. You know, there's an herbicide out there now. It's called Roundup, and it's carcinogenic. And I've been talking about it when I talk about don't eat GMO foods, that genetically modified organisms. Well, finally, people are discovering, yeah, it really does cause cancer, and they are having lawsuits. And hopefully, as a result of this, it will be taken off the market, and perhaps our food will be safer. And then, of course, we have all these horrible, dreadful tragedies of mass killings at schools and huge public places and forums, and hopefully this will lead to sane gun control.
Hopefully, and we've been saying that after every such incident. So Beverly referenced that show that we did on Fine Peace in Spite of Everything, which aired on August 1. And one of the things I do is keep telling myself I'm happy, and I even put that to song, which I want to share with you. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And thanks to Ted Kiva for putting that to music. And I really believe in affirmations. I really believe in fake it till you make it. Keep telling yourself you're happy, you're healthy, you're successful. Let the word speak that into existence. I just want to share another website with you at this time, and it's BeverlyNadler.com, NADLER.com. Beverly, briefly tell them what they can expect to find in your website.
There's a lot of information on the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual laws, ways to live your life. It's an information website. I'd like to specifically refer you to the book and to click on that and see if it resonates with you. And it should, if you're listening to this show, because it actually teaches the laws of the universe. The book is called Vibrational Harmony, and it will enlarge upon what we're talking about today and so much more. The use of the mind, what Joyce was talking about just now, was attitude and the change of attitude. A lot of articles that I have on about the mind and the subconscious, the conscious, how we can make changes in it. All of this is on my website. Again, it's an informational, educational website. And what we need in order to make the changes that we need to make, when I say need to make, if we are to have peace in spite of everything, living in a physically troubled world, in spite of the fact that there is a wonderful world of divinity that we can only reach in consciousness, we need to do that with information and a change of attitude, which is exactly what Joyce was talking about. Do the things that make you feel good. Appreciation, gratitude, these will raise your vibrations, and even though there still will be problems in your life, what happens is that somehow the people who have an attitude of accepting the fact that, yes, this is God's world. I didn't create it. It has both sides. I need to learn to live as best I can with these laws and as best I can enjoy the things that are so wonderful about this world and continue to do that. That raises your vibrations, puts you more in harmony with good things being attracted to you. That's what vibrational harmony is about. And the fact is, people who actually embrace these laws find that they are somehow not totally saved from the negatives, just as Joan Rivers said, but they seem to have more of the good things, and in times of crisis, they are better able to handle because they have the attitude of mind that allows them to do that.
And I just want to say, on Vibrational Harmony, I wrote the forward to the book, and I endorsed it out of my heart, believing it will make such a difference for people. I wanted to make a difference for you. So go to the website, www.beverlynadler.com. It's also sold on Amazon. I also want to refer you to my official website, joycebarry.com, and you'll see all the seminar programs, the coaching, all of that. And what I'm most proud of is the incredible endorsements I got from people all over the world that are really out of this world. So let me share those with you.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And in the subject line, put spiritual laws. I always like to know that which show prompted you to connect with me. And in the body of the email, your name, best time to reach you, and I'll be happy to call you back and discuss anything you like, be it a message to our guest, a show you'd like to hear, a friend or someone you know that you want to recommend to be a guest, whatever you want to let me know, do send that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Important in the subject line, spiritual laws, and I'll know what inspired you, prompted you to write to me, and I promise I will get to it as soon as I can. Okay, Beverly, back to you. I want to hear about the laws of rhythm.
Exactly where we're going after a few more quotes. From the Bible this time, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things, and I want to tell you there are other statements like that. That one's from Isaiah 45:7, other statements, and they always end, it is all good. So as far as the Creator is concerned, this is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Another biblical quote, and I'm paraphrasing it, there is a time to plant, there is a time to sow, and there is a time to reap. And that's what when we talk about the law of rhythm, there are definitely times for us to behave, act, think in certain ways. I think of the law of rhythm as the cycles of life. I think of it as a swinging pendulum. Joyce gave me another way of thinking of it, which is riding on the Ferris wheel. But we'll notice it. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Day changes to night. Night to day. The seasons come every year, winter, spring, summer, and fall. There are cycles in our bodies. We are very aware of the female cycles, which is approximately 28 days. That's well known, and they are discovering that men have cycles also, that we're not as familiar with those. We also have cycles of rhythms to our thinking, our physical health, our emotions. Biorhythm charts were once very popular. They're not popular anymore, but that doesn't mean that they're not accurate. In fact, scientists are now discovering the rhythms and cycles in our body, the times of day when certain drugs or nutrients are most effective, and the times when drugs are most dangerous, causing the most severe side effects. So we have these cycles, we have the pendulum swinging, we have the tide going in and out, and this is part of life. We have cycles in the stock market, and in fact, we just saw the Dow Jones dropped significantly, and financial experts and advisors have been waiting for this because the upward trend, the bull market, went on much longer than ever in the past. But nevertheless, the cycle still continues. And since we all have cycles in our physical body, in our minds, in our emotions, it's very valuable to recognize them, to know when we're in a down cycle. And contrary to common advice, we should not frantically push to make things happen when we're in a down cycle, because we need to let the cycle pass. If we add to it with this frantic pushing, trying to make something happen, what we're actually doing, and Joyce, you actually pointed this out very cleverly, that we're actually adding energy to an already negative cycle. So when we're in a negative cycle, it's not that you just go to sleep, but you have to have mental calmness. You have to work on the mind to get it to do the things that are self-soothing. You find that these negative cycles are not only in our physical body, but they're also in our businesses. They're in things that happen financially. But during a down cycle, we do not want to add energy. And like you said, Joyce, in the up cycle, yes, do whatever you can. Take advantage of the positive energy that is happening. Put more positive energy. And you can feel it. You can feel it when it's happening. So as I said, you don't want to do nothing. Do something behind the scenes in the negative cycles. Maybe paperwork or planning or taking notes or making notes or bookkeeping, if it's a business, preparing. But because you know that the up cycle is going to come again. That is also a law of life. There is no such thing as everything remaining in a negative state forever. An African proverb says, however long the night, the dawn will break. So know that that's going to happen, and you can prepare for that by understanding or realizing these are the way the laws work. It's okay. At one time in my life, you know, I don't want it ever to end, just like Joy said. I don't want it to end, but it does, and we prepare for that. And, you know, the squirrels prepare for them, the negative cycle, when I say negative, the down cycle, so we say, because they will store their nuts, and they know that they're going to need them later. But they don't get frantic about it and worry about it. They do what they need to do. And this is what this show is all about, understanding these two laws are immutable laws. They are working in our lives always, whether we like them or we don't like them. But when they are working in our laws in ways that we're not happy with, keep in mind something that J.K. Rowling said, happiness can be found in the darkest of times. If we just turn on the light, attitude makes a huge difference. And again, you can raise your vibrations through your positive attitude, working with what is and moving forward with more positive energy. Positive meaning that you're not in a state of anger and frustration and worry and fear. And if you are, how do you change that? Well, let me tell you, knowledge is one thing. Reading my book, Vibrational Harmony, has some specific keys and ways to change things that are going on in your life that you're not happy with, especially when they're causing emotional pain. And that's what peace of mind is about. It's freeing ourselves from emotional pain.
So as we're starting to wrap up here, anything more you want to say on the law of rhythm, and what is your message to our loyal listeners? What do you want to leave them with?
Well, as you move up, if you picture in the law of rhythm, if you picture the swinging of a pendulum or a triangle, and mentally begin to move up that triangle, get to the top, you will notice that there is very little swing. So the higher you can bring your consciousness, which is that other world we talked about, the spiritual world, you are able to have more good things happen, less bad, less disturbance, less frustration, more peace of mind, because you put yourself in harmony with these laws. You're working with them and not against them. And what I want to close with, folks, is possibly for your peace of mind, having really real knowledge about these laws may be the most important thing that you can do, rather than just going out and having fun, which I truly approve of. Believe me, have fun, laugh, do things that make you feel happy, but do something that is going to impact you from the inside out, where you actually understand this is how life works and begin to appreciate. Like Joan Rivers said, yes, negatives happen to all of us, but look at all of the good.
Very, very good. Great show, great message. Anything else you want to share as we're wrapping up here?
My poem. This is a poem called The Duality of Life.
To hear.
There's a law of life that humans don't see. It explains the opposites. It's the law of polarity. While we know the law of gravity is immutable and realize the laws of electricity are inscrutable, we have a hard time accepting the truth of reality that everything in life is a duality. Yet every pleasure comes with pain, and with every loss there's also a gain. Fire and water, earth and air are part of opposite poles these twosomes share. Every beginning has its end, and in the middle is the blend. Yin and yang, black and white, summer and winter, day and night. Every big has its little, every slow has its fast. Every strong has its weak, every future has a past. Hot and cold, up and down, everything's in balance. The cycle goes round and round. Love and hate, faith and fear, greed and generosity. By now it should be clear that after the battle comes the peace, and every tension must find a way to release. Once you embrace the two opposites as part of one creation and know you'll partake of both depression and elation, you stop running to the good and fleeing from what you call bad. You give yourself the space to be happy and sometimes sad. When you understand the opposites, much suffering will end, and you'll realize the negatives really can be your friend. Challenge helps us to seek, evolve, and to grow. And when we're grateful for it all, that's when we know we are ready to stop our judgments and give thanks in prayer and meditation for the incredible order and harmony of God's perfect creation.
Bravo, my friend, bravo. Great show, great poem, great being with you as always. And folks, I recommended Beverly's website, BeverlyNadler.com. I gave you my official website, JoyceBarry.com. We gave you lots of information today. And my question to you all is, when are you going to put these things into existence? And if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination.
So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate our loyal listeners, and that means you from all around the world. Pay it forward, pay it backward, do random acts of kindness, make someone happy today. I want to close by sharing with you my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So, folks, that's my prayer for all of you. And we do want you to be happy, to be transformed, to have fun in your life. So we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Hello?